the main blow has fallen on Germany. In 2023, industrial production in Germany was down by 2%. The prediction for 2024 is -12.5%, and in processing sectors, this is 0.4%. The biggest impact of the energy crisis has been felt by the chemicals industry, whose production volume is down over 2 years by 23%. The number of cars produced in 2023 compared to 2019 saw a reduction of 12%, and if we compare this to 2017, it was 27%. The EU, according to Eurostat estimates, since it adopted the illegitimate restrictive measures against Russia, has paid an additional 200 billion euros for gas. To procure 1 month's fuel, Europeans now spend, on average, 15.2 billion euros. Meanwhile, in 2021, annual spending for this was 6 billion euros. According to the Russian Fund of Direct Investment, the accumulated damage to Europe due to its rejection of Russian natural gas has already reached $700 billion, and by 2024, this may reach $1 trillion. The main party that benefits in this situation is the United States of America, which continues to earn from its European allies by selling them expensive LNG. At the same time, they stimulate a transfer of productive capacities from uncompetitive Europe to U.S. territory. Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Bayer, BASF, and Siemens Energy have already announced such plans. Thus, as European countries continue to insist on overlooking the clear costs of unilateral coercive measures and continue to prioritize political considerations, a negative effect builds up for the global economy. Against this backdrop, Russia will continue to act as a reliable energy partner for various countries. Russian energy facilitates enhanced socioeconomic well-being for several developing countries and countries with transitional economies by providing them with affordable and reliable funding for accelerated development. Thank you.